So maybe you can continue on in terms of your sort of overview of new agents. You talked about immune therapies, and I'm guessing one of the next things you're going to bring up is CAR T.
I think we have to bring up CAR T cells for sure. I mean, right now, the FDA approved their very first anti-CD19 CAR T cell for pediatric B-cell acute leukemia. And then we anticipate an FDA approval with a different product shortly thereafter in diffuse large B-cell lymphoma, followed not too long after by a second product in diffuse large B-cell lymphoma. And I have to say, as an investigator using these agents, it's been remarkable to see the quality of responses to anti-CD19 CAR T-cell therapy in DLBCL. We know DLBCL is an often curable disease. We cure over two-thirds, probably just about 70% of newly diagnosed DLBCL patients today. But those that we don't cure have a very low rate of cure with second-line therapy, which is typically still high-dose chemotherapy and autologous stem cell transplant. But not everybody's a candidate for that approach due to elderly age, comorbid disease, or failure to respond well to second-line and reinduction chemotherapy. And so very few patients will ultimately be cured with that approach. And those patients who aren't candidates for that therapy or relapse after that therapy really have a dismal prognosis with no standard agents in that space, and the treatment is considered purely palliative. So it's into that exact context that these CAR T cells have been evaluated and the true unmet medical need. Patients who aren't candidates for curative therapy with transplant, who have had more than one prior line of systemic chemotherapy, or who've relapsed after autologous stem cell transplant. And these are patients who have a median overall survival of less than 6 months. And what we've seen in our own practice and really across these clinical trials is that the majority of patients, not just some, but the majority of patients will respond to an anti-CD19 CAR T cell, and that's true now in three different large prospective clinical trials, with fairly reproducibly close to 40% of subjects going into a complete remission. And this is fairly remarkable, and those are rates that are typically at the 3 to 6 month range. So now we're seeing the majority of patients achieve remission and a high proportion of those achieving a complete remission in patients who previously we would never see achieve a complete remission before, let alone having a durable remission. And right now, a number of these remissions that are in place at 3 months persist at 6 months, at 1 year, and later. And the initial phase one studies all have patients out beyond 2 years continuing to be free of disease with previously disease that would have been fairly urgently life-threatening. So I think we're seeing a quality of response here that we haven't seen with any other treatment to date.